This is Vermont Edition Presents. I'm Jane Lindholm. Today we're spending time at a recent musical collaboration that blended music and traditions from hundreds of years ago with ones still forming and evolving today. Burlington soul singer Kat Wright joined forces with the Vermont Symphony Orchestra at Higher Ground in South Burlington this past October, and we're listening to that performance. I was the MC for that evening, so you'll hear me coming in and out as well. One of the notable things about being in the room that night was that it created a safe musical space for those who only listen to Kat Wright, or maybe only listen to the VSO, to have a taste of both in the same place. Here's Kat introducing her next song.
I was thinking a lot about how bad I feel about the state of the environment. Again, I'm such a downer, I'm sorry. Thinking about the environment, thinking about politics, thinking about war, thinking about war in my own life, and I wanted to write something that I needed to hear, and so I wrote this song called If You Need Me, and it's just about acknowledging the challenges of modern life. I know that life is certainly very complicated now. There's a lot of things that feel really out of control and out of the individual's control, and so this is just a song about trying to be there for the people in your life as best you can, and also it's about acknowledging some of the crises that are happening, and also acknowledging that everybody is going through something, whether you can tell or not, and each of us, you know, carry around our own pain and heartbreak, and just about remembering that and trying to be there for people. So it's called If You Need Me. Everybody's got a gun, they've got a song linked and traced. Everybody's on the run, no one looks me in the face. We turned into a big machine, we killed. Don't even know what to say. We're all just in various phases of falling apart. We're all just in various phases of falling apart. It's hard. If you need me, then I agree to be there for you. If you need me, then I agree to be there for you. Everybody's lost their mind, nobody takes their time. We push reality away, the truth doesn't see light of day. We turned into a big disease, exploded with factory. Still, people don't believe. We We're all just in various phases of falling apart, falling apart. We're all just in various phases of falling apart. It's hard. If you need me, then I'll agree to be there for you. If you need me, then I'll agree. If you need me, I'll be there for you. If you need me, then I'll agree. I'll agree to be there for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Wright and the VSO. So we have several questions that we'd like to talk to you all here about. So we got some questions from Sophie and Avon, who are 8 and 9 years old from Burlington. Kat, they have a question for you. So Sophie and Avon would like to know how it feels singing a totally different type of music. And similarly, Jennifer in Heinsberg is wondering what it's like to sing with an orchestra instead of your regular band.
It's absolutely terrifying. In the most wonderful way. Like a roller coaster, you know, we like that kind of terrifying, don't we? Yeah, for some reason we do. But it's very different, first and foremost, sonically. For me, because normally I'm up here with a rhythm section, so I have a bass and guitar and drums and keys, and then I also have a horn section of at least 2 horn players, sometimes 3, and sometimes we have percussion. So sonically, it's so different to not have a full drum kit, and it's so different to not have electrified guitars, and so it's very different volume-wise, and it's very different feel-wise. This is so much more tender, I think, in a lot of ways, and there's so much restraint and space, and not that there aren't those things present in the band that I play with always, because we certainly, you know, try our best to be all those things, but, you know, this is just it's a different color, it's a different type of weather.
Would you mind passing the mic to Filippo, because Sophie and Avon also have a question for Filippo, and they would like to know how you do all that you're doing right now. Basically, how do you conduct the orchestra and Kat? Because they noticed that you're also communicating with her as you conduct the songs.
Well, I think it's kind of the job of the conductor is to put together all the pieces in a musical puzzle, so to speak. And the reason why there is a conductor is one to study a lot before and then to give an idea to the orchestra of a piece. And then the other is really to kind of knit together all the parts, right? And the communication between the voice and the orchestra is crucial to the success of something like this. And the job of the conductor is just to kind of facilitate the process of music making. It's a sharing process. It's not a dictatorial approach. It's just a way in which we're all together and everybody in his own role shares love for music and does his own part. I guess, I hope.
Do you have a stern look that the orchestra would know if something is not going quite right, that they would be, even out of the corner of their eye, they'd be aware of?
I think that yelling in Italian accent works terrifically.
Well, let's get back to the music. Oh, and the other thing, these are the shoes I wear on the radio every day, so I don't know what you're all talking about. So the last two songs were about love, and love ties us all together. Love for people, love for the environment, love for pets. It's not always easy. In fact, it can be really, really hard, but usually it's worth it. And so Kat Wright is going to lead us in her new song, Can't Explain.
Can't explain why it makes me crazy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For this episode of Vermont Edition Presents, our new live event series, we're listening in to a concert collaboration recorded in October. The show pairs the old and new, traditional and innovative, as soul singer Kat Wright teams up with the Vermont Symphony Orchestra in an eclectic performance. We'll pick up with new music from the classical world. This is Go Big or Go Home from composer Jessica Meyer. Meyer wanted to write a piece that she says embraced a different kind of virtuosity from an orchestra. The orchestra's directions include musical directions like slammin' and nasty. Here's the VSO in music by Jessica Meyer.
That. But we do have two more songs for you this evening, and I'm sad to say only two. So let's bring Kat Wright back up on stage. Kat, I keep saying all of the songs we're hearing tonight are from your upcoming album, but maybe you can actually tell us when it's coming and how we might hear more of you and where we might hear more of you.
I would also like to know when my next album is coming out. But it seems so certain that it will be out sometime in 2020. So I'd just like to leave a big window, just, you know, to jump out of whenever I need. So sometime in 2020. And the band and I are always touring. You can always come and see us all over the Northeast and other places too. And in fact, everyone has been asking me when my next Vermont show was, and we usually do two nights here for New Year's Eve, and we decided not to do that this year, to just give that a little breather. I know. And I was like, well, what are we going to do in Vermont and when and what's it going to be like? And I wasn't sure until the other day when I got this glorious email from one of my favorite bands in the whole world, and they invited me to open for them at the Flynn in February. So I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but probably a smaller version of the band and I will be doing a show, our next Vermont show, at the Flynn Theater in conjunction with Higher Ground and opening for the Wood Brothers. So please come and see us then. And February 6th, that's so cool. And you know what's so cool? Thank you so much. Can you be my manager? Who said that? I'm serious. You back there, you're hired. And what's really cool about that show as well is that we're going to be doing 14 shows with the Wood Brothers in January and February. And the night before we play Burlington, we're going to be playing in my hometown of Rochester, New York. So I have two hometown shows back to back. So,
well, we can't wait for that. But in the meantime, we're going to hear one more song from the forthcoming, maybe sometime. Yes, definitely sometime
someday.
In 2020. Tell us about Go Down.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's just about wanting to escape from all the feelings I've already told you about. That's it. Yeah. It's just about wanting to, like, literally get in my car and drive to Huntington Gorge and just forget about all of it. All of it that I've said, all of it that I've implied, all of it that I haven't implied. It's just about running away.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. To the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to clear my mind. I go down to the water. I go down to the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to clear my mind. I go down to the water I'll believe. I go down to the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to clear my mind. I go down to the water, let it all pass by. I go down to the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to rest my head. I go down to the water to clear my mind. I go down to the water, let it all pass by.
You've been listening to a live recording from late October at Higher Ground, a music venue in Chittenden County. Our thanks to the Northfield Savings Bank Innovation Fund, sound engineers Dan Davin, Colin Fletcher, Nick Morelli, and Peter Engish. Filippo Cibati was the guest conductor. Matt LaRocca was the curator for the event and created the arrangements for the pieces for orchestra. Also thanks to Ben Cadwallader, Eleanor Long, and the musicians of the VSO, and of course, Kat Wright. Thanks as well to Kari Anderson, the curator of Vermont Edition Presents. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening.